Before I start telling you about this all-new 2012 Subaru Impreza, there's one thing I want to mention. It kind of bugs me about Subarus. It's Subaru owners, or at least some of them. They can be a little touchy. During this review, I may criticize certain aspects of this or other Subaru products. No insult is intended to you or to any member of your immediate family. Please, chill out. Great. Glad we had that little talk. Now, let's take a look at this car. The first thing you'll notice about it is it's a huge step forward for Subaru in terms of design, and that it's actually not bad looking. Sorry, but exterior design has not been a real strong point for Subaru over the years, if you know what I mean. But this one actually looks kind of sharp. This particular car, by the way, is the Subaru Impreza wagon. You can get it as a sedan, too. Driving this car is really where it all comes together. Steering's got a good feel to it. Even the brakes feel good. And the car handles pretty well. This car has what's called a continuously variable transmission. It means it doesn't have separate gears like, you know, first, second, third, like that. Instead, it actually varies the gear ratios continuously as you're driving. So, well, theoretically, at least, it should always be in the optimal gear ratio for maximum efficiency. All in all, I gotta say, it's a lot more fun to drive than you might think from looking at a compact wagon from the outside. You know, one problem I've had with Subaru cars in the past is I felt like some of them have relied too much on the all-wheel drive to make them competitive. Like, if they were just front-wheel drive cars, they'd be okay. In this case, this is a car that even if it were just front-wheel drive, this would be a pretty darn good car. The fact that it's all-wheel drive, for a lot of people, is going to put it over the top. I like that.